Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The daily five-question trivia game, you versus Katie in a battle of the brains. To find out the answer to the question,
Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Wow, I did not feel like you really put it into it. Okay, we're coming back around.
Okay. All right, good.
Okay, all right.
Danny from Sacramento, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good, you're cute.
So are you, and I love you guys. You guys crack me up every morning.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
We appreciate that.
We crack us up,
but
too.
But I don't know, Katie, if I'm smarter than you. But well, I'm going to try to be you.
Hey,
okay?
We're going to find out. I'm not going to sit here and let you talk yourself out of self-esteem. You got this. There's $200 on the line.
I got it.
Danny, you work for, is it ZamWorks?
ExamWorks. It's Workman's Comp. We do Workman's Comp through California and Hawaii.
Zam, Zaddy.
Okay, how do we spell it?
How did Kevin spell it?
Yeah, how did Kevin spell it?
Kevin spelled it ZAM works.
God, Kevin.
Is that what it is?
No, she said exam works.
Oh, exam works. Oh, Kevin. Oh.
They need to speak.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, it's everybody.
Everybody else's
everybody
fault.
Everybody doesn't speak clearly, apparently.
All right, Danny, will you please kick Katie out of the studio for us?
Okay, Katie, you're out of the studio for a minute.
You got it.
Danny, you just have to get more questions right than Katie, and you'll win today. $200 is the jackpot. But if you tie, okay, Katie gets the win. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
Here we go. Question one. Drake scored his 9th number one album with Care Package that just dropped last week, selling 109,000 copies. What is Drake's real name? First and last name, please.
Oh, Drake's real name. First name and last name. Oh.
3 seconds.
Oh.
3, 2.
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
That's okay. Listen, it's okay.
Question two. The iconic 90s TV show Friends is coming to theaters to honor its 25th anniversary. It'll happen over 3 nights where they'll play select episodes that'll feature interviews and never-before-seen content. On the show Friends, Ross and Rachel got drunk and got married at a chapel in what city?
Oh, my gosh. It's not Las Vegas. It's
3 seconds. Three, two.
New Jersey. I don't know. Crap.
The city of New Jersey.
Question three. Spam has announced that they're going to release a pumpkin spice flavored Spam product just in time for fall.
Oh, my God.
That sounds gross.
Danny, what type of meat is Spam?
What type of meat is Spam? It's what is it? It's a mixture of ham and something else.
3 seconds.
Pork.
Question four. A male music executive apparently told Bebe Rexha that she was too old to be sexy and succeed in the music industry. She turns 30 next week, so she stripped down in an Instagram post to prove him wrong. What is the name of her hit song with the country group Florida Georgia Line?
Florida Georgia Line, her hit single.
3 seconds.
I don't even know that.
All right. And question five. Tomorrow, Olive Garden will be selling its annual 9-week unlimited pasta pass for a cool $100. The first 50 people can upgrade to a lifetime pass for unlimited pasta for an additional $400. In the fine print, that pass can only expire upon death. If they sell their lifetime pass for $500 to 50 people, how much does Olive Garden make total?
500 times 50 is...
3 seconds.
250,000?
Katie!
Oh, no, Katie!
Oh, no, Katie.
Oh, no.
By the way, didn't BB Rexha already make it?
Yeah, I mean, she's pretty popular.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
All right, Katie, you're going for your 271st win today.
Okay.
Behind the scenes, we're doing it right now. If you want to watch us do Are You Smarter Than Katie live on our Instagram, give us a follow. End 106.5. Question one, Drake scored his 9th number one album with Care Package that just dropped last week, selling 109,000 copies. What is Drake's real name? First and last name, please.
Aubrey Graham.
Correct.
Aubrey Graham.
Why is that
funny? All right, Katie.
Just sounds like one of the actresses from Twilight.
Totally.
Question two. The iconic 90s TV show Friends is coming to theaters to honor its 25th anniversary. It'll happen over 3 nights, where they'll play select episodes that'll feature interviews and never-before-seen content. On the show Friends, Ross and Rachel got drunk and got married at a chapel in what city?
Las Vegas?
Correct.
Ross and Rachel were the, not the siblings.
No, that's Ross and Monica.
Ross and Monica.
Question three. Spam has announced they're going to release a pumpkin spice flavored Spam product just in time for fall. What type of meat is Spam?
3 seconds.
Pork?
Correct.
Oh, my God.
I like the question mark. Pork?
Well, I thought maybe it was like a mix of something.
I'm sure it is.
Question four. A male music executive apparently told BB Rexha that she was too old to be sexy and succeed in the music industry. She turns 30 next week, so she stripped down in an Instagram post to prove him wrong. What is the name of her hit song with the country group Florida Georgia Line?
Oh.
3 seconds.
It is.
Three. Two.
I know it's not this, but the middle.
One. That's Zed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And Maren Morris. This was meant to be.
Oh, right. Doesn't it seem like BB Rexha comes out a lot talking about how somebody's like,
yes,
told her she was too big or, yes, although, you know what?
Happens once a month.
She's probably everybody is being told all these things in Hollywood. She's just reporting it.
Question five. Tomorrow, Olive Garden will be selling its annual 9-week unlimited pasta pass for a cool $100. The first 50 people can upgrade to a lifetime pass for unlimited pasta for an additional $400. In the fine print, that pass says it can only expire upon death. If they sell their lifetime pass for $500 to 50 people, how much does Olive Garden make total?
Okay. Okay.
She has written so much down. Okay. 3 seconds. Three. 5,
10, 15, 20, 25.
Two.
Okay, how much do they make? They make.
One.
They make, stop!
Say a number.
$25,000.
She got it.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Crazy. And I tried to throw you as many numbers as I could.
Let me tell you, you did.
Today's final score, Danny 1, Katie 4, Katie with the win.
Danny, do you still love us?
I still love you, and this was the best morning I've ever had.
Oh, Danny, thank you. The freaking best.
Wow.
What a dream.
We'll add $20 to the jackpot. We'll play for $220 tomorrow. Her record, 271 wins and 52 losses. Danny, go ahead and tell everybody what we already know.
Katie's smarter than everyone.
Oh, I like that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.